Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my interview and podcast with John Paul Morosi. He is a insider with Fox Sports and also MLB Network. You see him all the time on Hot Stove, and you may see him on the Game of the Week. You may see him on the All-Star Game. You see him on the National Games. And right now he's out in California as the GM meetings kick off tonight. So we will visit with John Paul Morosi. He's out in California covering the GM meetings. I am excited to announce on the website, if you missed it, we kick off Billiken basketball on Fox Sports Midwest tomorrow. We have Tuesdays with Travis, and I'll be visiting with the head coach of the Billikens every Tuesday. Tuesdays with Travis. We started over the weekend, if you missed it, and I asked him if his team, the SLU Billikens, will be a tournament team this year.
I do. I think we have the ability. We're nowhere near it right now, and I'm looking far into the future, 3-4 months from now, where I hope we'll be. Our schedule's a little difficult early. It's a little difficult early. That's what we've got to survive. You know, the non-conference right now is very, very difficult. One of the more challenging non-conference schedules for our level that's out there.
You can catch the game tomorrow. The Billikens kick off their season against SEMO, and you can see that game at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. They will also have the Blues game on tomorrow. And don't forget, Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long. St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Throw on your Blues gear, show up, and register to win a pair of tickets. Cheer on the Blues at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. We're going to get into a lot of topics with JP, and obviously so many things circulating around Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, maybe the secondary market the Cardinals might get into, Josh Donaldson. What about other third base options for the St. Louis Cardinals? And another topic I wanted to get into was Lee Smith. He is now on a list that could potentially vote him into the Hall of Fame. Personally, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, and we'll get into that with John Paul Morosi. This is also brought to you by Hair Salon for Men. Hair Salon's home base is St. Louis, founded in 1997. I got my haircut there last week, my son over the weekend, and for $22, you get the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. And for an extra $5, stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave, all at Hair Salon for Men. This is presented by Hair Salon for Men, Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, and the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. Coming up, Hot Stove Talk. It is here. We'll head out to California. John Paul Morosi, the GM meetings, next on Scoops with Danny Mac.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Network Studios, we head out to the GM meetings and MLB Network, and Fox Insider John Paul Morosi is with us. You see him on the mornings, in the nights, in the days. You see him on the games. You see him everywhere. And he writes constantly and feeding fans across the country and around the world, really, about Major League Baseball. And JP, obviously, the baseball season never stops. So we start with the GM meetings. Let's get your thoughts on this. What do you think the prevailing thought is right now heading into the GM meetings with Harper, Machado, and free agency now finally here?
Well, Dan, I think with Harper and Machado, this is really the big week where we start to see those conversations take place. And, of course, we don't always know everything that's said in the conversations between teams. And in many cases, we don't even really know much of what's said, because they do a pretty good job of keeping things, keeping information pretty tight around us. But I think that the overall market value of the likes of Harper and Machado will become clearer and clearer here in the coming days. And I was talking to one executive here in the last 24 hours or so that he believes that we'll see a pair of $300 million contracts, one for Machado, one for Harper, that the market is that strong that eventually things will get to that point. And I would concur, just based on the youth of these two players. That's the key thing. Are there flaws in both of them? Yes, on some level there are. However, in a very analytically driven sport, I should say, the age that they have and the production that they've had to this point in time in their careers, I believe will prevail and win the day and then help them nudge over that very mythical mark of $300 million for each player.
And you can imagine Cardinal fans are curious if they would sign with St. Louis. Either one, do you think the interest is there on either side?
I think, Dan, with Harper, I could see the fit. I think Machado is a little harder to see it, but I think with Harper, I do see it. I think that for that elite corner bat, of course, it'd have to be some reconfiguring of the outfield. We saw how things got a little bit more stable as the season wore on, and of course the emergence of Harrison Bader in center field and what he brought to the Cardinals late, and of course Osuna, the excitement for the Cardinals over getting a healthy Osuna for a full season is their hope, of course, in 2019. I think there is still that room for that electrifying bat. We know it's the team, the Cardinals, that prides themselves on being in the playoffs every single year, and of course we know it's been a bit of a drought for them now. So I think because of all those reasons, the three-year playoff drought, maybe having that one more spot for a really impactful lefty bat, I think Harper makes more sense for the Cardinals than Machado does. I don't think I would portray the Cardinals as being a favorite for Harper, simply because I think there's just a lot of other teams out there that maybe have a little bit of a stronger desire to get him. The Phillies, most notably, the White Sox want to find a way to jump onto to the scene and maybe make an impactful signing of either Harper or Machado. And then I think you look at the rest of the groups and other clubs. To me, the Giants are linked to Harper, and of course the team that he could go back to, the Nationals. It doesn't seem to me, Dan, that the Dodgers are going to be very serious about bringing Machado back. So that's a fundamentally different aspect with him than it is with Harper. With Harper, the team that had him, I believe, still wants him. With Machado, the team that had him most recently, I believe, is not going to be a significant player for his services.
Do you see a guy like Harper saying to Scott Boras that St. Louis, Scott, hey, if I want to go there, make it happen? Instead of the agent dictating for the player, do you see him saying maybe to Scott Boras, if St. Louis is that place, that Scott Boras would make that happen?
It's a great question, Dan. I think that Harper is very, very strong-willed, strong-minded, and has a really firm desire for where he wants his career to go. I think if he cannot go back and if the money doesn't work out for him to stay with the Nationals, I think he wants to go to a franchise with a lot of history, where, of course, he looks at the lineage of the Cardinals or the Cubs, as we know that he's talked about, at least enough so that he's got his dog, reportedly his name is Wrigley, which is interesting. So that tells us there's an appreciation there for the Cubs. And, of course, he was a boyhood friend and teammate in travel ball with Chris Bryant. So there's a lot to like there, I think, for the fit with Harper and the Cubs. The Dodgers, to me, makes sense. I think the Yankees for a long time were the team that he was linked to, but given the way things have played out there, they've got a couple pretty good corner outfitters in Judge and Stanton, and of course they brought Gardner back for one more year, and Ellsbury's status is unclear. I don't see much of a fit with the Yankees for Harper, but it's a long way of saying I think he wants to go to a place that has a very unique history, and I think the Cardinals obviously check that box. And I think that the passion of the fans that he has known from traveling to Busch Stadium as a visiting player, I think would be immensely appealing to Bryce Harper.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. We saw last year, in a general sense, the market did not move. It was really weird. It was odd. I think it surprised a lot of people. Are we going to see a repeat of that this year?
No, I think the market is going to move a little faster, I think, for a couple of reasons. And number one, I think some agents and some players learned very, very difficult lessons last year about the way that the game has changed with the economics, that yes, the revenues are healthy, but I think those contracts tend to go to a very select group of players that will get immensely lucrative deals. And then if you're not one of those folks, or if you have a draft pick attached to you, there just simply is not the really strong market for the mid-tier or even upper mid-tier free agents. I look at a Mike Moustakas, who simply the market just wasn't there for him last year. Maybe if Scott Boras had played things a little differently, perhaps there would have been a $30 million, $40 million deal in the month of November, but he didn't. And he waited, and it just didn't work out for Moustakas. Just got a one-year deal there from the Royals at the time. So, to me, Dan, I think we're going to see some of the middle tier sign earlier. And I think Moustakas is part of that middle tier. I think Jay Happ is part of that middle tier. Eovaldi may be on the upper end of that tier based on what he did during the playoffs, but I think he has a relatively well-defined market. Craig Kimbrell, Michael Brantley. So not the Harpers and Machados. They're almost in a class unto themselves. But that next group down, maybe the free agents number 5 to 15 on an overall preference list for the industry, those players, I think, have maybe a bit more incentive than usual to sign earlier. And I look at a guy like Kimbrell and his agent, Dave Meter, to say, okay, look around. Which teams need a closer? And very quickly ascertain their willingness to pay. And I could see that marketplace, probably including the Cardinals and probably including the Braves and the Red Sox, of course, for whom Craig just won a World Series ring. I think it's going to be a relatively small number of teams that could move quickly simply because of the nature of that job and the teams that need it.
Moustakas, Donaldson, do you see either one being a fit with the Cardinals?
I do. I think that Moustakas, Dan, for the lefty bat reason, I think he makes a bit more sense than Donaldson does. In Donaldson, there's still a little bit of uncertainty with Josh and coming back from the injury, although perhaps that makes him all the more appealing because maybe he would take a one-year deal or maybe a two-year deal that's relatively inexpensive in baseball terms, at least, in comparison to what we thought Josh was going to sign for a couple of years ago. But I think Moustakas is a really good fit. Of course, he knows the state of Missouri quite well from having played in Kansas City. And I think that I could see the Cardinals being a really nice fit for him. I thought they were a great fit for him last winter time, and it didn't quite work out. But I think Moustakas and the Cardinals have been a fit, I think, for a while. And you look at what they can do there. You sign a third baseman that allows Jerko falls more into that super utility role that probably suits him better. And then, of course, the shortstop, probably you keep Paul DeJong there. So, I mean, to me, there's a lot of different appeal to having I think to having Moustakas come in to play third base. And I think of those two free agents, I would say a better chance for the Cardinals to get Moustakas than Donaldson.
Any other names that you're hearing associated with the Cardinals as the GM meetings really get heated up tonight?
Yeah, I think, Dan, the rotation, of course, being very well set, to me, is a factor that kind of keeps them out of that marketplace, which really is good for the Cardinals. They've got an immense amount of depth there with that rotation, which is a very, very good place for them to be in. So I would look to the bullpen with maybe a Kimbrell. And then I think I mentioned Brantley earlier. I think Brantley is a really nice fit as well. If they're not quite going to go and if they feel like the Harper market is going to a place that they can't go to on either a per-year basis or the total amount of term with Harper, then I think a Brantley is a really good fit. That's just a great swing. He really put together a good, healthy season in 2018 after having some injury issues. I think he's still a relatively young player in the course of his career. I would love to see Brantley. I almost look at him, Dan, I'll make the comparison to what you saw from Pujols, for example. When Albert was out there and he didn't come to St. Louis, the big-time free agent went somewhere else, and the other option at the time, I believe, was Carlos Beltran. That's the same kind of thing I look at with what the immense cost would be for a Harper and then a really good fit for the team in Brantley. I think that the difference there between what Pujols signed for and what Beltran signed for and the difference in their actual output was very, very narrow despite the big difference in money. I look at the same thing playing out with Harper and Brantley, and if Brantley can stay healthy, maybe he doesn't quite get the long term because of the health history, but when he is right, Dan, he is a very, very good middle-of-the-order bat. You can bat him at the top of the lineup if you want. You can bat him fifth. You really almost anywhere from first to sixth, you can bat Brantley, a really, really good player, very good at bats. I think he'd be a perfect fit for the St. Louis Cardinals if Harper ends up being too expensive.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and I'm proud to be the first member of Fuse Select. It's a new, first-of-its-kind program ever to hit St. Louis through the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. So what exactly is Fuse Select? Here you go. It's a monthly car subscription that's an alternative to leasing or owning a vehicle. Just download the Fuse Select app. You could be driving an SUV for family trips. Maybe it's a fun sports car for date nights, a luxury sedan for a daily commute. And with your subscription, insurance, maintenance, cleaning is all included. My favorite part of the program, unlimited flips. The Few Select Concierge team delivers the vehicle of your choice right to your doorstep. Unlimited flips. It's incredible. Few Select. Learn more. Sign up at Fuse.com. Few Select, like owning a multi-car garage.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
My final question, I know you're busy, but six former big league players, three managers, one executive comprise the 10-name game-era ballot to be reviewed and voted upon at the baseball winter meetings in Vegas. That's December 9th. One of those names I want to ask you about is big old Lee Smith, who had some time here in St. Louis. And to me, he's a Hall of Famer because of multiple innings as a closer. I'm shocked that he's not in the Hall of Fame. I think he should be in. How about you?
I agree, Dan. I think that of this group, I was looking at it, and I think when you compare his track record and the historical significance of it to the rest of the group, I think he's got a good chance to get in. And I think relievers are somewhat underrepresented in the Hall relative to their outsized importance in many of the biggest games that we've seen in our game's history. And I like Dan to look at the Hall of Fame as a story of an era in the game. We talked about this on the air earlier this year with Yadier Molina. I think that Lee Smith, you think about the 80s and that decade and the phenomenal evolution and almost a revolution that took place with relief pitching during the course of that decade. And Lee Smith was really part of that fulcrum. You know, maybe was he as great at times? Did he have some years in which he might have been on Bruce Sutter's level or better? I think there may have been a couple times when that was the case. I mean, the overall picture, perhaps not as great for as long as what Sutter was, but I think when you look at that decade if you look at that move from the 70s into the 80s, that sweep of relief pitchers that changed the course of baseball history, really, you think about Fingers, you think about Sutter, think about Lee Smith. I think that's he's right in the part of that same conversation. And as we think about celebrating the history of the game, Dan, I think that Lee Smith and that era and that generation belongs in Cooperstown.
No question about it. JP, I know you're busy. I thank you very, very much. Enjoy the weather out there in California. It's nice there. It's not nice here.
Yeah, a little break from Michigan, a little break from the Missouri weather for our friends that are here from St. Louis as well. So certainly beautiful views and great conversation. It's the perfect place to begin the hot stove this year.
Thanks, JP. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. My pleasure.
Many thanks to John Paul Morosi. By the way, for baseball fans, I have a very, very cool event coming up. Bud Select presents Dan McLaughlin, Tim McKernan, Q&A, live from the Improv Shop with our special guest, the president of baseball operations of the Cardinals, John Mozeliak. And following John Mozeliak's appearance, we'll field questions about the Cardinals, Blues, Mizzou, SLU, whatever sports-related discussions the audience would like to have over the course of 90 minutes. Doors will open at 5:30. Again, this will be next Monday, November 12th. Q&A will start at 6:30. We'll go approximately 90 minutes. The Improv Shop will be selling AB InBev products and providing specials on buckets of beer throughout the evening. Nana Mama's Pizza will provide appetizer, salad, and pizza beginning at 5:30. All of your food from Nana Mama's is included in the price of your ticket. $50, that's it, the price of your ticket. Portions of the proceeds will go to a great cause, Three Little Birds for Life. So John Mozeliak, fresh off the GM meetings next Monday, you can be there. The Improv Shop, again, only $50, and a large portion of the proceeds. We're trying to raise a lot of money for Three Little Birds for Life, and we hope to see you next Monday at the Improv Shop. Go to eventbrite.com to find your tickets. You can search once you're on eventbrite.com, either my name, Tim McKernan, or John Mozeliak. If you love ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, if you're first time to the website, it is not just baseball. You can subscribe. It'll drop right to your phone. Apple, iTunes, Android, Google Play. Want to remind you of that. So just go find it, ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, Apple, iTunes, Android, Google Play. Subscribe, and you'll get daily updates on your podcast. I have blogs on Monday. That's Monday Musings. I have Brian Walton. He does a minor league report. We talk a lot about what's happening. Currently, for instance, tomorrow he'll be checking in from the Arizona Fall League. Mike Kelly does a weekly preview of Missouri football. I have Ben Fred Fridays. Ben Fredrickson will review what's happening. The columnist from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch on everything with SLU, Mizzou, the Blues, the Cardinals. I do Monday through Friday with Chris Raby, Blues Reports, and then podcasts like these that drop all the time throughout the week. So make sure you subscribe to ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and it'll drop right on your phone. And we've just added, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, Tuesdays with Travis, which is a weekly visit with Travis Ford, the head coach of the SLU Billikens. And once spring training gets here, we'll have Mondays with Mo, our weekly conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Thanks for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Right now, up on the website, you can see the Monday Musings. Tomorrow, Brian Walton. On Wednesday, for soccer fans, Jim Cavanaugh, the prospective owner of the new MLS team coming to St. Louis. So that'll be a well-listened-to podcast, I'm sure. Thanks for coming to the website. Hope you enjoyed it. And the Hot Stove League is here.